Tara.
That's the word I'm after.
Well, he might say that, but if he's conscientious, he'd probably feel bad about
sure,
it, too.
Sure, he would. Somebody asked you if you bought your wife a birthday present yet, and you say, well, I haven't bought it, but I've been...
thinking about it.
What was that again?
I've been thinking of it.
And you live here in a, not a barn, it's
a house.
And you might say on the street there are 10 of these, 10
homes
or
houses. I don't know, I never counted them yet.
Well, I haven't either, I just want to get the plural house, that's all. And the big red building behind the...
That's the barn, I guess.
And place where they keep the corn?
That's the corn crib. We call it.
Uh-huh. Where they store the grain?
Yeah, that's the granary.
And the upper part of the barn?
That's the hay mound. I would call it, some call it the hay loft. I generally just call it the hay mound.
You'd never call it the barn chamber, though.
No, I've never called. I don't know as I've ever called. Oh, I might have called it that, but that isn't the name, the word that would come out.
Oh, the, for corn crib. You never call a corn crib a corn barn.
No, I'd call that the corn crib.
Okay. Now, you store the hay in the barn?
In the hay loft.
And you might call that also the hay mount.
Hay mount, yeah. Hay mount or hay loft.
And if you pile up some hay, if you didn't have any room in the barn, you'd put it outside the barn.
Well, we call that the haystack. I've done some of that in my life.
Do you ever pile it up in the field?
Haycocks, hay shocks, yeah, we generally do that. First years ago, we dried our hay that way.
In either shocks or haycocks?
Rake it and shock it up. And in a day or two, we'd come along and gather it up.
And the place where you'd keep the cows?
Cow barn.
And the shelter for pigs or hogs?
Well, that would be the hog house. We'd call it the hog house. There's different names for it.
And there are different kinds of farms. There's the chicken farm and a...
grain farm.
And a with
dairy farm.
And could you describe the what you'd call the place where you'd feed the stock, the area?
Well, you could call that the feedlot.
Now, is that where you might, would there be any grass in the feedlot?
Hardly.
That's inside the fence,
that's
right?
Inside the fence. There's where we used to thresh our grain, you know, stack our straw when we threshed with machines. We used to thresh in the lot, barn lot. We call it the barn lot.
Is it the barn lot the same as the feed lot?
Barn lot. I think that would be better. Barn lot.
And where would you park your tractor if you didn't want the animals to rub up against it?
Well, we parked that in the machine shed.
Suppose you you want to leave it out someplace. You couldn't get it in.
Well, then we'd park it in the yard somewhere. And
the rest of it's just the yard then?
Yeah.
That would be grass.
Well, it would be partly so, yeah, grass. Or you could call that the barnyard too, you know. Feed lot or barnyard.
Feed lot, barnyard, is all barn lot, all same.
The
reason I asked, I started to park my car at a farmer's place up in Savannah a couple weeks ago, and he said, don't park your car in the house lot. I had to figure out what the house lot was before I knew where to park the car.
Well, it's a good many people nowadays are taking